Arkansas Section Bulletin, Dateline, May 9th, 2010. This is a QST message. Getting your Field Day event publicized can be pretty easy. Louisiana hams are fighting to keep their antennas in the air, and hams in northwest Arkansas are right on track. These stories and more, the Arkansas Section News starts right now.
From the capital city, this is the Arkansas Section Bulletin. Arkansas first on the air news and bulletin service. Now reporting, here is Joshua Carroll, N5JLC. Happy Mother's Day, moms.
Thanks, Grant. We'll have him on the air before you know it. The first thing we would like to bring you in this episode is an exciting announcement from the Arkansas Section leadership. Section Manager J.M. Rowe, N5XFW, has recently announced a brand new official website for the Arkansas Section. This new site automatically pulls content from websites all around the Arkansas Section and other sources, keeping it constantly filled with new and updated information. Additionally, it will soon allow all district public information officers to immediately publish their news stories, giving them the ability to share news faster than ever before. You can find the new site at ar.arrl.org. Note that there is no www in that address. Amateur Radio Field Day is quickly approaching, and as we go to air, there are only 5 Field Day locations registered with the ARRL from the Arkansas Section. It is very important that you register your Field Day location as soon as possible. The Public Information Branch of the Arkansas Section has already begun a massive campaign to promote Field Day across the state. By registering your location, you will help to contribute to a great turnout, as well as showing everyone in the section just how active we really are. Here's how to register. Open your internet browser and visit www.arrl.org/field-day-locator. From there, click the link that reads, Add a Station to the Map. By working together, we can ensure a fun and successful field day. The Amateur Radio Club of the Arkansas Northwest has rekindled the Worked All Arkansas Award. This award recognizes hams that have made contacts in every county in Arkansas. Most of the traditional rules for a Worked All County style award apply, but you can visit www.arcanhams.org for rules and details. On April 27th, the AR Link System Net merged with the Arkansas Section Traffic Emergency Net, bringing together 2 statewide nets into a single time slot. This came after coordination with Aston Net Coordinator John Godfrey, KE5NZY, and much discussion among members of the CAUHF, the coordinating organization of the AR Link System. John Goswick, W5JLG, President of the CAUHF, said,
We're very pleased with the merger of the AR Link system with the AstaNet. We believe that this merger will be very beneficial to both groups and look forward to a long relationship together with the Aston group.
Any repeater owner who wishes to become part of the AR Link system, either on a part-time or full-time basis, needs only to contact the CAUHF tech team via email at techteam@cauhf.org. The Central Arkansas area has a phone patch available once again. For more on this story, we turn to District A Public Information Officer Danny Strasley, KE5WLR.
Continuing an established tradition of service to the statewide amateur radio community, the Central Arkansas Radio Emergency Net, or Karen Club, has recently completed upgrades to the organization's phone patch repeater in Little Rock. Constructed years before the advent of cellular telephones, the phone patch repeater has been in operation since the late 1960s and located high above the historic Pulaski Heights neighborhood since 1980 on an elevated storage tank owned and operated by Central Arkansas Water. Upgrades, including a new antenna and controller, were made while the repeater was off-air as Central Arkansas Water sandblasted and repainted its half-million-gallon tank. The antenna mount is at an elevation of approximately 740 feet above sea level. The phone patch repeater consists of a typical 2-meter repeater with an on-demand connection to a phone line that is hardwired into the AT&T local exchange network. Through a series of DTMF commands, amateur radio operators are able to access the local exchange to make local toll calls only. Phone patch calls are one way only, which means they can only be made by amateur radio operators holding the equivalent of a valid U.S. technician class license or higher. Reversed phone patch services are not available. The Karen phone patch is a 30-watt repeater operating on 147.060 MHz and requires a 114.8 Hz tone for access. To access the phone patch, simply key the microphone, identify, and indicate the patch is about to be used. Key the microphone again and on the keypad press the star key and follow it with the number that you're dialing. DTMF must be enabled to initiate the call. Operators should consult their individual radio user manual for information on how to enable this feature. When the party being called answers the phone, immediately inform them the call is being conducted through the phone patch and that only one person at a time should speak. It may help for both parties of the conversation to say, "Over," so the other person will know when to speak. While there is no time limit for the duration of the phone patch calls, stations must remember to identify every 10 minutes. Once the call is completed, press the pound key to disconnect the phone patch and sign off. Emergency calls made to 911 through the phone patch repeater are routed to the City of Little Rock 911 Communications Center, where caller ID displays amateur radio. It is important for anyone using the phone patch to state the location as well as the nature of the emergency, so operators can effectively route first responders to the correct location in a timely manner. The Karen phone patch is offered as a public service to the amateur radio community, and all properly licensed operators are welcome to use the system, regardless of club affiliation. For the Arkansas Section Bulletin, I'm Danny Stracely, KE5WLR.
For more details, including rules and FCC guidelines on usage of a phone patch system, visit the new Arkansas Section website at ar.arl.org. And now, a story that originates from our friends to the south in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana. Ron Scalise, WA5ZFP, has been challenging a Jefferson Parish resolution that does not allow antenna structures greater than 35 feet, and a campaign by a number of neighbors and subsequently the parish's inspection board regarding the installation and effects of RF radiation on appliances or other services, such as police and fire communications. On Monday, May 10th at 4 p.m., a hearing regarding the Jefferson Parish antenna resolution will be held at the Jefferson Parish Council Chambers at the Yenny Building in Elmwood, Louisiana. This will be a public hearing, and facts can be presented to the committee and those in attendance. Scalise has gathered experts in the field to help make his case and has attempted to solicit Louisiana Attorney General James Caldwell to present an opinion on whether Jefferson Parish's statutes are in line with Louisiana state law and FCC law. Amateur radio operators in the area are encouraged to attend the hearing and are being reminded to dress appropriately and carry as little as possible into the proceedings, as there are metal detectors at the entrances of the building. For more information, contact the Jefferson Amateur Radio Club through their website at w5gad.org. All aboard! The Amateur Radio Club of the Arkansas Northwest will be operating mobile from the Arkansas-Missouri Railroad's Troop Train on May 30th. You can look for them around 14.250 MHz. They will send QSL cards to contacts who QSL direct by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to AA5AR. The Batesville Area Radio Club will hold their annual spring picnic on May 22nd at the home of Roy Duncan, KE5NOB, near Bethesda. The event will kick off at 10:30 a.m. Meat will be provided, so bring a side dish that you like and a good appetite. In addition to the good food and fellowship, Noel Seeley, K5NES, will be conducting a fox hunt for anyone interested. News for the Arkansas Section Bulletin is compiled from the websites of clubs and organizations in the Arkansas Section and surrounding areas. Organizations that would like to have their news included in the next edition of the Arkansas Section Bulletin just need to update their own website's news page and ensure that their website is listed in the public information page on the Arkansas Section website. That concludes this session of the Arkansas Section Bulletin. Thanks for listening, and 73 from N5JLC.